Blog Talk Radio.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I did not trust the sweetest spring, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ the
Internet world. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me today on the broadcast. It is Thursday, September 5th, and I'm feeling the cool, dry air of fall all around me. I hope you're having a good Thursday. I want to begin the show with a very short dedication to a very dear friend. Her name is Kel Fritzy, and it was 6 years ago that I met Kel, and she interviewed me about my book, The Rose of Nowruz. And it was right after that interview that she said, Randy, you've got to get into Blog Talk Radio. This is just for you. And I kind of kidded with her because I used to do radio years ago. I said, oh, I can't do that anymore. She insisted. And it's because of Kel Fritzy's dear friendship and motivation that I am who I am today in Blog Talk Radio. Last night I learned of her tragic passing, and I was shocked. I hadn't heard from her in a while. But today the Red Fox, the star of the Blog Talk Radio circuit, is at home with Jesus, and I'm going to miss her. Because of her friendship, because of her encouragement and motivation, I do Blog Talk Radio today. I'm successful because of dear Kel Fritzy. All of us on the Blog Talk Radio circuit, are going to miss this dear person. She was dynamic, she was dedicated, and she was very, very good at her job. And because of Kel Fritzy, I believe many Muslims know the truth and know the Savior today because of her dedication to exposing the religion of Islam, but loving Muslims as human beings and people. God bless you, Kel Fritzy, the Red Fox, We will miss you so much. And ironically, today on the broadcast, I'm reading from the very book that Kel Fritzy interviewed me about more than 6 years ago, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Today, what I want to do is read from my book, The Rose of Nauruz. But before I do that, I want to tell you a little bit about that book. This is the first real book that I wrote about my Iranian friends. And it's a fictional story, but it's based on true circumstances. It's the story of Behera, a young concert violinist who one day witnesses the beating of women in the streets of Tehran by the morality police because this woman wasn't wearing a good hijab. And it was on that day, as she's practicing her violin and looking out the window, that suddenly a vision strikes her from this event, and she knows that she has been called by God himself to be a freedom fighter for her people in Iran. Now, she's about to be the star performer, the star violinist in a play that's subtly put together about freedom in Iran. And it's during this time that a young Christian man in my story, friend requests Behera. He is interested in what's happening in Iran. He wants to speak out for Iranians, that they may have hope and freedom. Behera, even though the government is so cruel to her people, Behera is still a devout Muslim. In my book, I begin to show my readers the unraveling of the Islamic religion as Behera wakes up one day, if you will, and sees the real fruit of Islam in the way people are treated in Iran. She has an experience on the bus wearing a hijab in hot weather in the summer. And as the book unfolds, one day, this young Christian man friend requests Behera. Well, she's so excited to meet anyone from the United States, and especially someone that will be a voice for the Iranian people. She's very curious as to why. And Ryan explains why. He says to Behera he's written a book, and he wants to explain that book to her. Now, Ryan understands that Behera is a Muslim. Most Muslims are in Iran, most Iranians are Muslim in name only. But Behera is a little bit different, though. She is a practicing Muslim, as my book explains. Now, one day, they have a video chat together on Skype. And it's been a while since Behera has talked with Ryan. And so when this Skype video event begins, she asks Ryan to tell her about his book that he's written. I want to say one more thing. I am very dedicated, like Ryan, my character, who's written about in my book, a lot like me. I am very dedicated to reaching Muslims with the gospel of Jesus and to explain to them in as many creative ways as I can who Jesus is. And the beauty of who Jesus is. Now, in this section of the book I'm about to read to you about, Ryan is, in a respectful way, reaching out to Behera and explaining to her who Jesus is and how beautiful he is. You see, that's what we're called to do. Because Muslims, for the most part, they're on a treadmill performance in their religion, and they're hungry and they're thirsty for truth. They have no assurance when they leave this world that they will go home to be with God in paradise or Allah in paradise. And Ryan knows that. And so what I want you to hear in the next few minutes, reading from my book, The Rose of Nauruz, Dreams of Hope and Freedom, this very important video chat with Ryan and Bahira. Oh, Ryan, I'm so sorry, but I have not had a chance to read your book yet. Could you please tell me a little bit about it? Why did you write it? Sure, Ryan agreed. It would be my pleasure. Ryan paused for a moment, collecting together his thoughts. Bahira, I wanted to share with Muslims a little more about their prophet, Jesus. I wanted to write it in a respectful way because I understand the Islamic view about Jesus. Bahira rested her elbows on the computer table, intently listening to Ryan's explanation. I entitled my book, Jesus, The Rose of Sharon, because the rose is one of the most beautiful flowers in the whole world. Oh, yes, I agree, Bahira interrupted with an excited look on her face. In fact, the rose is my favorite flower. Wow, what a coincidence. So sorry to interrupt. No, that's all right, Bahira. So the rose is your favorite flower? Yes, in fact, the stage play I'm playing in is called The Rose of Nowruz. I feel the rose is a symbol for a free Iran one day. That's beautiful, Bahira, Ryan said enthusiastically. I'm praying that for you. Please forgive me, Ryan. I promise now to be quiet and let you tell me about your book, Bahira said anxiously. Bahira could see a glow in Ryan's eyes. She could tell how passionate he was about his writing. Bahira, has anyone ever given you a rose? Bahira chuckled out loud. Wow, yeah. No, I'm sorry. The guys here in Iran are not very romantic, at least the ones I've met. But, you know, my father just the other day, he blessed me with some roses on my birthday. Well, the rose is a symbol of love. When a man gives a woman a rose, Bahira, he is saying, I love you. Bahira was listening intently to every word that Ryan said. In the same way, God is saying, I love you, when he sends Jesus from heaven to earth to touch the lives of his people. Ryan paused, collecting his thoughts. Christianity is a love relationship with God through Jesus. Jesus is like the rose that is given by the groom to the bride on their wedding day. Yes, I understand that, Bahira said. Ryan picked up a fresh rose lying next to his computer and held it up to the camera. Bahira's face glowed. She was fascinated by the beauty of the rose. The rose is one of the most beautiful flowers in the world. When you touch a rose, it's gentle and it's easily broken. The rose is very sensitive and has a beautiful aroma, especially when you put it up to your nose. Ryan carefully laid the rose back down. When I look at the rose, Bahira, it reminds me of the character of Jesus. Jesus was beautiful and compassionate. He treated people with dignity and respect. He was gentle and sensitive to the needs of the sick, the poor, and the desperate. Bahira listened intently. She didn't move. She kept her eyes focused on Ryan as he explained the meaning of his book. As you know, Bahira, the Quran teaches that Jesus did many miracles. He did them out of love and compassion for hurting and desperate people. As the rose is a symbol of love, so was Jesus. He was full of love and compassion. Ryan reached down and once more picked up the rose. This time he closed his hand over it and crushed it, letting the petals fall on the desk. Bahira was shocked. Her eyes grew wide with fear. Why did you do that, Ryan? Ryan looked at Bahira with a serious expression on his face. Jesus allowed himself to be crushed and broken on the cross. He did this so that he could forgive all of our guilt and shame. Ryan gazed down at the rose petals with tears in his eyes. But 3 days later, the sun began to shine again, Behera, and the rose came back to life. Behera was astonished and amazed. Ryan's explanation was strangely similar to the song that she had written about Nowruz. Ryan, that is so beautiful. Ryan's face turned red from blushing. Thank you, Behera. Behera was quiet for a moment, looking deep in thought after Ryan finished his story. Ryan got a puzzled look on his face. Did I say something wrong? I understand you believe differently about Jesus. Oh, no, Behera explained with assurance in her words. I wanted you to tell me. Behera paused and bowed her head. She had a confused and desperate look on her face. I went to Shiraz to reconnect with my faith, and I don't understand why, but I feel so empty inside. Behera looked down again and lifted her head back up. She had a huge smile on her face. Your story was so beautiful. You are so passionate about your faith, Ryan. I wish I could have the same passion about my faith, Behera admitted with sadness in her voice. Ryan was caught off guard. He didn't know exactly how to respond to Behera's honesty. He looked down and picked up the rose petals in his hands. He then began putting them closer to the camera. The petals looked beautiful and alive in the palms of Ryan's hands. Behera, God will take the brokenness of your life and bring beauty out of the ashes of your suffering. Just like these rose petals, he will heal you and bring you to life again by his grace and love. Behera struggled to hold back the tears. She gazed intently at the rose petals in Ryan's hands. She felt a sense of peace and hope in her heart. Thank you for your kindness, Ryan. Be parvadegar, Miss Pyramid. Ryan sat quietly, not knowing what Behera had just said. He began to chuckle, realizing he was being tested for his knowledge of Farsi. Ryan stumbled in embarrassment, trying to remember what the words meant in English. God bless you, Behera finally blurted out. That's what be parvadegar, Miss Pyramid means in English. Yes, Ryan said, laughing. Behera wiped the tears from off of her face. I will definitely read your book, Ryan. Thank you so much for sharing your beautiful story with me. This is exactly how I feel that we, the church, should talk to Muslims with compassion, with gentleness, and with respect. We want them to know our God of love. And I think this is the most important way that we show him to them. Right now, let's just take a brief pause for a few minutes and listen to a song that talks so much about what I just said. Michael W. Smith, and Above All. Such a beautiful song of worship, painting a beautiful picture of who Jesus is. God is love, 1 John 4:16. This short little affirmation tucked into the 16th verse of John's first epistle sums up the nature of who God is. God is loving, compassionate, merciful, and forgiving. Did you know the God of the Bible pursues each of one of us with his irresistible love? The length, width, height, and depth of his love can never be measured. It is unfathomable. Scriptures declare that God demonstrated his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God put his love on display 2,000 years ago. His love was not mere words or sentimental feelings, but an open display on a wooden cross where he gave his life so that we might live. The Bible is filled with pictures of God's irresistible love, the tender care of a shepherd for his sheep. And when he loses one, he searches everywhere until he finds the lost sheep and then rejoices. The picture of a merciful father who pursues his wayward prodigal son, and when he finally finds him, he runs to him and throws his arms of love around him in forgiveness. These are pictures and illustrations and stories wonderfully painted in the teachings of Scripture. Jesus, the master storyteller, loved to paint pictures of God's love in his teachings. He was grieved by the heavy burdens of the law put on the Jewish people by the religious scribes and Pharisees. They painted the picture of a stern and demanding God, expecting his people to live up to an endless list of standards. Instead of putting more religious demands on people, Jesus held out his arms of compassion, inviting sinners to himself, saying, "Come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Let me ask you a question in conclusion this morning. Are you resting and trusting in the perfect righteousness of God as a gift? Or are you trapped in a performance treadmill trying to earn the love and grace of God? On the day of judgment, God will not ask you how many times that you prayed or fasted. Instead, he will ask you, "What did you think of my son? What did you do with him?" Christianity is a love relationship with God. It is based on an invitation to rest in the love and forgiveness of Jesus. Religion or relationship, what will you choose? That's what the program today has been all about in so many ways, through my book and through the story of Ryan and Behara. I will really miss having interview with Kel. The last interview we had was February of 2018. As there was uprisings in Iran, Kelly contacted me and said, "Randy, we got to talk about this." And we talked about that and so much more. Today's program has been dedicated to the master Red Fox of the Blog Talk radio circuit. She was a dear friend, an inspiration, and someone I will never forget. God bless you so much. Thank you for joining me on the program today, and I will see you next Monday on The Cross in the Desert.
Above all kings, above all nations.